You see the courage, the clarity of the apostles. We must obey God rather than men. So simple, so clear. If only we could be so convicted. And we hear in these words of Jesus to Nicodemus, this relationship between belief and life and obedience. So whoever believes has eternal life, but whoever disobeys will not see life. So this connection of belief and obedience. In our modern world, we've disconnected the two. But for many of us living today, the concept of God are simply propositions that we adhere to or we disagree with. Much like the favorite color of paint or the favorite topping on our pizza, we have an opinion about it, but it doesn't necessarily have an impact on my life. But that's not true. If we believe in God, then we will obey Him. There's an absolute necessary connection. So if we disobey God, it's a sign that we don't believe. And Jesus goes on to say, if we disbelieve, then the wrath of God remains on us. Not that we get punished for disobeying God, but the wrath of God, which is that we face the natural consequences of sin and disobedience and a lack of communion with the Father. We suffer the chaos and the disorder of this world of Satan when we choose to disobey, when we choose to disbelieve. God doesn't punish us. We simply face the consequences of our actions, and this is the wrath of God that remains on us, which means it's already there. That without Jesus Christ, we live within the wrath of God, not the punishment of God. But the wrath of God, as St. Paul helps us understand in Romans chapter 1, is that effect of sin. And the only way to rise above the chaos, the disorder that Satan has brought and brings to this world is by belief in Jesus Christ and obedience to Him and to His Word. And His Word is given to us clearly through the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church. So it is impossible to claim to believe in Jesus Christ and disobey anything that Mother Church teaches, whether in our public life or our private life. And so how faithful are we to God? Does our life reveal our belief? Are we obedient to God? Or do we accept a little bit of the darkness of this world in our life? The TV shows we watch, the music we listen to, the conversations that we have, the clothes that we wear, the companies we support. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's the same list every time. Do we really believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the one who sets us free and brings us to eternal life? Or is it just some things that sound good, that makes sense? It doesn't really change my life. In this Easter season, we're invited to really explore the reality of what life in Christ is and means and implies for our lives. And when the voice of the world, the voice of man, is so loud, do we have the courage, the conviction to obey God rather than man?